Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chris Koenig is joining us live, the president and CEO of The Greenfields. It's been a while, Chris, since we talked to you about COVID protocols and restrictions in nursing homes. We know that some state restrictions do still apply, but first, has anything been relaxed there?
Good morning. We did get some good news in the past few weeks. So one of the good things for our staff is that last week they lifted the requirement that we test all vaccinated staff. So I suppose it's good news for staff. They don't have to get poked in the nose twice a week anymore. So they're pretty happy about that. It's also a good incentive to, you know, get the few remaining people vaccinated that we still need to. A few weeks ago, they gave us new guidelines on visitation, which was also good. So although we would like to have the doors open 100%, everybody just come in, we still have some restrictions, but every resident has two visitors, guests, family members, whatever they want, that can come into the facility at certain times. So their visitation isn't restricted to, you know, outside or specific areas. They can come into the facility as long as the resident's in a private room. They can visit the room, or they can visit in common areas if they're in a semi-private room. So it's good. It's good to see people back into the facility. You know, when I'm walking around doing my rounds and talking to families again, it's starting to feel a little bit more like normal. So it's really nice to see.
All right. So those rules for people going to visit, have they changed at all with yesterday, or is that kind of the same of what we've seen over the last month or so?
No, nothing's changed as of yesterday. So it's kind of like you just said with the schools and things like that. So hospitals, nursing homes, healthcare centers still have their own guidelines. So our guidelines come out from the Department of Health. You know, they were coming weekly, some of the changes, but, you know, it would be nice if we maybe, you know, who knows, maybe later today things will change more, but I don't think so as of right now. I mean, we still have, you know, people still have to wear masks in the facilities and things like that because, you know, COVID's still there and we've got to protect the most vulnerable population, which is the, you know, the ones we serve. But no, nothing changes of yesterday as of now.
All right. Do visitors, do they have to show their proof of vaccination, or do they have to get tested before they come in?
They don't. No, they don't. They still have to wear their PPE in the facility, so they have to wear a face mask. You know, they're allowed to be close to their loved one, but they still have to maintain social distance from everybody else. So, you know, they still have, you know, their rules in effect inside there. So, no, they don't have to show proof of vaccination.
I know last time we spoke with you, when talking about vaccinations inside of the facility, it was kind of a two-pronged thing that, you know, most of the residents have gotten vaccinated. Certainly everyone had an opportunity to. But for the staff, because staff is, you know, not the same staff all the time, there are people who are coming and going, that number wasn't quite as high. Is that still something that you're seeing there, where any resident who wants to be vaccinated has been, but staff, it's a little bit different?
Well, our numbers have certainly improved. So most of our facilities are above 70% vaccinated. So, you know, we're higher than the state average. So we're doing well. Actually, one of our facilities is in the 90s. So our staff has done a pretty good job. You know, kind of like you said, though, we have new staff that we hire. You know, it's like everybody else. You know, there's usually difficulty getting people in. So we do have to give them the opportunity to offer them the vaccination. So we do have people that come in periodically and vaccinate. And it's the same thing for, you know, our sub-acute population turns over quite rapidly. So people that have had, you know, joint replacements or are ill and, you know, just come for a short time coming from the hospital, there are times those people aren't vaccinated. So That will change our statistics based on that, but you know, we do have people that come in and help with the vaccination, so we do offer it to them. But no, the number actually is still pretty high, so it's done quite well.
You know, Chris, when you think of the past year, you know, you really think of it as being a year of lockdown, especially for nursing homes. Can you do events now, field trips? Hair care was a big challenge in the past year, too. What's happening with that?
Well, we can still do hair care. We still have some additional rules that apply if you have a COVID positive. So once again, you know, there still are some people that are unvaccinated. Very, very small proportion of people that have been vaccinated, you know, could have tested positive. So that does change some of our things, such as going out. It also depends on the facility. So assisted livings, independent livings are different than the nursing home is. But in terms of the nursing home, it's a little bit of a gray area. So people, they can go out for appointments and things like that without having to quarantine for 14 days like they used to. But we're not running buses out now with nursing home residents yet. We actually just had a conversation about that yesterday. And we didn't get any updated guidance quite yet on how we can do that. But, you know, events in the facility, you know, where we used to do concerts and things like that, those are on a much, much smaller scale based. They're like activities-based rather than inviting the community in and things like that. So we're not quite there. We'd like to see that pretty soon going back. You know, we'd like to have, you know, the community back on campus for some of these nice events, but we're not quite there yet.
You mentioned seeing these things pretty soon. Is that still your expectation, or do you expect these rule changes to be almost permanent or long-lasting?
If I'm speaking honestly, I think what we've seen in the past year with, you know, the state and nursing homes and some of the controversy that's been around it based on some of the decisions made, I think some things may change, such as the masks and the masks and things like that. But, you know, I got to be honest with you. I mean, you know, we haven't had a COVID case in quite some time. And, you know, like I said, our vaccinations are higher than the community. So it'd be nice if, you know, that we got back to normal, just like the rest of the community at some point, because, you know, staff is tired. The residents are tired. You know, we're starting to see people come into the facility, which is good. But, you know, it's been a tough year. Let's just reward these people for the hard work they've done, you know, for the past 15, 16 months and say, okay, you know, we're going to do the same thing we're doing in the community. But I'm not as confident in the short term that that's going to happen.
What percent of normal would you say you're at right now?
It seems like more, but I'd say 50% or so. It doesn't feel like it used to quite yet. And I think that's, you know, a little bit of fatigue, you know, by people. But it's like I said, it's good when I'm in the facility and I can walk in and, you know, see family members. But it's not to the level that it was quite before. I mean, it was a bustling place. I mean, it was, you know, people everywhere. We're not quite there yet. It's, you know, a few people here and there. You know, like you said, the activities, you know, having people in playing music and all sorts of things, you know, throughout the day. We're not quite there, but, you know, it will happen. It has to happen. We've got advocacy groups out there. We've got families advocating for us, and that's what's important, and I hope it gets there.
Well, Chris, we appreciate you keeping us updated, and hopefully we'll continue to do so. That's Chris Koenig, President and CEO of the Greenfields.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.